Hi, this is a dictation for Dasia Johnson, D-A-S-I-A-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. The patient is, date of birth is 3/14/97. Date of service is 1/7/2025. Date of accident is 2/11/2024. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation for a visit. She was initially involved in an automobile accident where she was rear-ended by a semi-truck. She was a restaurant driver. The impact caused her various symptoms, which initially involved severe pain in the lower back. Mid-back and neck area, and pain in the left shoulder. There was a radiation of pain to the left arm and left leg. She had a difficult time walking. She did not have any headaches or any symptoms of TBI. Patient has continued doing physical therapy. One epidural injection she had, medications, and she has reported reasonable relief. Her pain in the lower back is 4 to 5 at this time. Although sometimes it comes back because she is doing a hard job as a chef where she has to lift 25-30 pounds. Currently she feels quite depressed and panicky, and she also is now reporting headaches, which may or may not be related to her automobile accident. Headache is on the right side, right temple, right front. And she also reported that her pain in the left knee and the left shoulder is now completely gone, and she is able to use them perfectly normal. She can walk well, she can lift her arm 180 degrees, and there are no findings of the Hawken-Kennedy test or any weakness or any other issues on the left shoulder. The physical examination, please review the chart for, she reports 70% improvement in the symptoms overall. And please review the records for the ADL for system review, additional history, substance abuse, as well as for the compliance history. And in the exam, please mention that the blood pressure is 115 over 76, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 12/9/2024, dictation number 1211-018. The plan is to continue physical therapy for the lower back and left SI joint, which are found to be involved. She can continue seeing a psychiatrist and a neuropsych just to evaluate for the TBI that has been ordered. And in addition, patient has been advised regarding possibility of injection treatment for this 3 to 4 for the lumbar region and 1 or 2 for the SI joint on the left side. After reviewing all the MRIs, medications are provided to the patient as follows. Mobix 7.5 milligram twice, once a day for intense inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day. PRN. Ortran for pain 50 milligrams PRN. Wellbutrin is provided. XL 150 twice a day for depression. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety. Ibuprofen and Ferricets are provided for headaches. Ibuprofen in 30 days time. She'll continue her physical therapy 2 times a week. Otherwise, she is stable. If she decides to have injection treatment, we'll be more than happy to provide.